لا، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I'm walking down a country lane in around Leeds in the north of England. Beautiful summer morning, bright sun, but with temperatures of about 11 degrees. So you don't feel the heat of the sun. And absolutely wonderful. As I'm walking around, walking along, I just came to this church, very old church. It says John the Baptist Church. Interestingly, with a steeple with two bells in it, and it's surrounded by a cemetery. The cemetery is beautifully green, daffodils everywhere. Grey stones, obviously, some which look very ancient. As I look at the cemetery, it's a picture of calmness, a picture of tranquility, a picture of peace, harmony, cool and beautiful, a lovely garden. As I said, daffodils everywhere. The British summer is beautiful. The whole grass is so green. But that is on the surface. And I ask myself, and Allah of course knows best, and I'm not going to say what there is below, because I haven't been there yet. What is below? A cemetery has the graves of people, but the grave is below the surface. What we see on the top is the grass and these, and at most the tombstone. But the actual grave is below the surface. And what is below the surface? Is it the same garden? Is it beautiful grass and daffodils and lilies and beautiful flowers and a temperature of 10, 11 degrees and beautiful sunlight? And is that the picture, or is it something else? Because the picture on the top depends on the sun and the moon and the weather and whether it rained or it didn't rain and the color of the grass and the color of the flowers. But the picture below the surface depends on our deeds. It depends on what we believed in and how we expressed that belief in terms of our worship and in terms of the deeds that we did. The picture below can also be beautiful green grass and flowers and incredibly more beautiful than what I am seeing on top here. Beautiful temperature, controlled not by weather or by the day and night or by whether it rained or it didn't rain, but controlled at will by whatever you want. Peace and tranquility and harmony, not until the winter sets in, but forever. And all of this depends on what we believed in and how we lived by that belief, in terms of our worship and in terms of those actions that we chose to do or those that we chose not to do. That is the reality of a cemetery. So I'm thinking to myself as I'm standing here watching the cemetery, that when Allah said, "Innamal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur," that the life of this world is a deception. It also applies to the image of death that we see. For us, that image is also a deception, in the sense that what we see is not what really there is. For example, you might find a person dying in a state of absolute peace. There's no sign of any anguish or any difficulty on his face, and the person lived a good, comfortable life and is dying peacefully at home, surrounded by his relatives and so on. But the person died without Iman. The person died without faith. So even though the appearance of death is that of peace and harmony, what is the reality of that death? What is the reality of that death? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when Malakul Maut comes to take the soul of a disbeliever, he comes in a form which is so horrendously terrifying that it cannot be described. There's a story in the hadith where Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Ibrahim Alayhi Salam, Malakul Maut once came to him, and Ibrahim Alayhi Salam asked him, he said, show me the face that you show the disbeliever when you take his soul. And Malakul Maut said to him, Ya Khalilullah, Ya Nabi Allah, you cannot bear that. I don't advise you to ask me to show you that face. So Ibrahim Alayhi Salam said, no, I would like to see it. So Malakul Maut said to him, turn around, and he turned around, and then Malakul Maut said to him, now look. And Ibrahim Alayhi Salam took one look and he fell down unconscious. And when he came to, he said to Malakul Maut, he said, Subhanallah, he said, just to look at this face is punishment enough. He said, nothing more needs to come after that. He said, just to look at that face is punishment enough. But the people standing around those who are dying without Iman, they don't see any of this. I mean, how many times have we heard our friends who were not Muslim and who died without Islam, Wallahu alam, their relatives saying to us, you know, he went peacefully, she went peacefully. And I remember thinking to myself, how do you know how he went? Wallahi, how do you know how he went? Because the one who told you, or who could tell you how he went, he told you, but you don't believe him. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Malakul Maut, he said, show me what you look like when you come to take the soul of a believer. And Malakul Maut said to him, turn around, and he turned around, and he said, now look, and he looked, and he said, Subhanallah. He said, just to look at this face is a reward enough. Just to look at this face is a reward enough. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant that when Malakul Maut comes for us, that we see this face, which we will look at and say, Wallahi, this is a reward enough. And then when we go into our kubur, these graves would be graves from among the gardens of Jannah, illuminated by the Noor of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Graves that will be full of tranquility and peace and harmony and the Rida of Allah Jalla Jalalu. Not for one day, 2 days, 3 days, but forever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all those of our friends and relatives and all the Muslims who have passed away, and to remove all the trials and tribulations of the qabr from them, and to save them from the azab of the qabr, and to save them from the constriction of the grave, and to make their qubur the gardens from the gardens of Jannah, and to furnish them from the mafrushat of Jannah, and to forgive their sins, because there is no sin that is bigger than the mercy of Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la bighayri hisab, not because they deserved it, but because it is the shan of my Rabb that when he gives only the best. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.